This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Florida prosecutors announcing just last week that they are filing 60 new criminal sex abuse charges against Stephon Stearns, a suspect in the death of Madeline Soto. None of those charges involving murder, at least as of our recording right now, no one has been charged in the death of Madeline Soto, neither him or mom or anyone else for that matter. It is a case where you look at it and you go, there is so much wrong here, especially with the interviews that were conducted while Maddie was missing. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining us to discuss this. Okay, 60 new criminal sex abuse charges. This guy is done no matter what. He is going to be in jail for the rest of his life, possibly even facing the death penalty because it's a capital offense in Florida. But you still got mom out there, and we still have all those interviews that I can't tell you how many times I've watched because I've lost track. What's going on here with this, and why has no one been charged yet in the actual murder?
So two things. In regard to the 60 new counts, I think this is slam dunk material because we know it was gleaned from video and photographic evidence on his phone. Mm-hmm. So that's you know,
done.
Great yeah. evidence.
Yeah.
Done. Put a fork in it. But recall, he did a factory reset. Okay, he says accidental. That's Whoops. Garbage. We know that. Anybody who tries to do a factory reset knows or who has had to or knows anything about it. There's several steps. So
yeah.
Now, we know that that's a lie. So my whole question is this. They've been able to come up with this. Can you imagine, Tony, still what's lost and what they're still searching for? And it seems like this evidence from long ago is there. You know, mm-hmm. we're talking clear back to when she was 8 years old. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's hard really to imagine. But what are we missing? And I really believe that part of the reason we don't, he hasn't been charged is they're still working on retrieving all that digital information. And I think I'm hopeful though there's more to come, and that if their lab can't do it, they need to send it to both the Secret Service and the FBI labs because they might be able to. You know, every mm-hmm. technician and the technology can differ. So I'm hoping they find more. No charges yet in terms of the murder because there's so much to go through. There's obviously the DNA evidence they're going to be looking at. They're still, I'm sure, searching for any phones and any, you know, anyone who saw anything concerning this camping area. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to go through. And as far as Mama, from my experience, Mama knew. And
yeah.
they lived in this small apartment. This went on for years. You're going to tell me that the first time she was molested, how about just the blood that would have been on her sheets? How about her change in attitude that you would expect? I'm not yeah. buying it. I just don't know if they'll be able to get there to prove it. You never know. They might make a deal with the devil to get
yeah.
her off the hook,
That's-
get the death penalty off.
And I know they've been interviewing her quite thoroughly. I know that she's, I'm sure, on their radar, just as she is with everybody who's watching this from the sidelines. There's her device, too. We haven't heard anything about her factory reset accidentally happening right as this started to get attention. Although, who knows? Maybe we just may not know that. Maybe they both had a factory reset party. But I'm going to guess that there's probably going to be a lot of information on that device as well, including Maddie's phone, too. I'm curious, you know, I'm sure that's been collected into evidence. But, you know, was that wiped as well? There's going to be a lot there, and I'm going to guess that'll be probably some of the strongest evidence that they have against it, because again, you're going to the mind of someone, especially when you're talking about text messages or writing to a friend or whatever they're going to glean out of any of this. That gets into such detail, into such ways that we may not even verbally communicate with one another, but will show us the mindset of all these different individuals, and I'm going to guess probably, you know, coincide a little bit where mom and dad are talking about this. Maddie's talking about that to her friends. And we're going to see a lot of things tied together once they're able to really go through with that thing with a fine-tooth comb.
I agree. It's so early in the investigation, you know, and I think as this detective team has time to really sort through and make the analysis, I think we're going to see just a horrible picture of abuse and a horrible life this poor young girl led. And I would believe too, possibly, you know, confessions to other individuals, in her life.
It doesn't seem likely that this is the only victim that Stefan Stearns likely has violated in time. The thing that just gets me and that I get stuck on the most is, okay, we know this guy is a horrible human being. But again, mom, I mean, those interviews, my God, just so cringeworthy. I mean, anyone who's looked at those things, you don't have to be an expert to go, there's something very, very off here. Is she hiding? Is she lying for him? Is she complicit? Was she somehow involved? Because we're talking about these images that are on this phone. You know, one has to wonder, you know, were these just for him? Or was he out there, you know, selling them? Was he trading them? Was he doing whatever the hell people like that do with these sort of things? And, you know, what else is going on with Maddie? Was she being trafficked in some way, shape, or form as well? There's so many questions. But then again, how did mom not know anything about all of this? She just doesn't seem to have empathy at all.
Yeah, I mean, you can never judge how I guess most people would act, but you would expect some sort of emotional concern. And her story just didn't match up, you know, from the onset. Mm-hmm. I don't buy what she's selling personally. Mm-hmm. But we'll see what law enforcement can prove. I did want to say there's a lot of people coming out of the woodwork on this one, though, regarding him.
Yeah.
You know, there's an individual saying they were sex trafficked. And then there's a young man that they were both apparently homeschooled. And they were speaking, this young man was speaking about how they became friends because, you know, they didn't go to school. And just gross circumstances he described, one being that he was collecting his own semen in a jar, yeah, carrying it around. Another being that he window peeped on his mother, mm-hmm, and that his father actually caught him window peeping, meaning the friend's father caught him window peeping and had a gun and almost shot him. And according to this friend, who I thought was very believable, gave him a bullet to remember, you know, don't be window peeping on people.
Yeah.
All of this behavior seems very in line with somebody who is of this, you know, type of a person that could commit these types of crimes. I think we're going to see a lot more come out, a lot more.
Yeah. And there's no telling exactly what that's going to be. None of it good. I'm still wondering and waiting, are we going to see any charges or an arrest of some sort on mom as well? Do you see that happening in the next week or two or further down the road?
I'm going to say further down the road. No part of me would be surprised. The biggest problem they're going to have with her is they're going to need something where on her cell phone she communicated with people or family, somebody coming forward to say she admitted to it, mm-hmm, or her voice heard in the background,
yeah,
on some of these videos, things like that. It's an apartment. Yeah. It's not a 10,000 square foot mansion.
No.
And I think I'm sure they're looking hard. They're also seeing what we see, which is inconsistencies in what she said, mm-hmm, and the lack of emotion and concern. So I'm sure their radar is pointed, but they've got a lot to go through, Tony, but I'm expecting it, if they're able to find that proof that she actually knew.
Want to listen ad-free?
want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.